Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 122 of Heroes Unlimited. We're just starting the hardware section. This is the section about techie heroes who don't have superpowers but just build gadgets, allegedly. And today we're starting in on the Electrical Genius, the first subtype of hardware character. These are characters who are, quote, a whiz kid when it comes to wiring, rewiring, circuitry, microchips, working on and with computers, communication devices, listening devices, and electronic gizmos of all kinds. It's a bit of a grab bag, the Electronic Genius, and their special electrical skill sure does bear that out. The first thing we get, though, is a list of more conventional skills that the Electrical Genius gets. All of the hardware characters have a special relationship to their educational role that every character makes. Remember that any character at random may have anything from you were raised on the streets to you've got your doctorate in God knows what. And your educational level gives you some number of skill programs at a certain bonus depending on the quality of your education. You'll recall that our sort of control character in our chapter-long experiment comparing non-hardware characters to hardware characters is a long-pelvised volleyball player codenamed Olympus Mons. She is, of course, the gold medal-winning volleyballer and superheroine who just happens to be an engineering major. She's currently in her senior year at college. She rolled, as a quarter of characters will, a high level of education that gives you a bunch of skill programs, like three or four, and a plus 20% or higher bonus to all those skills. When you're a hardware character, you make the same roll, but you subtract one of the skill programs, and in exchange, you get a list of tech skills related to your tech specialty. So the Electrical Genius gets a package of these. It includes things like the electrical engineer skill, surveillance systems, optics, computer programming, some basic mechanics. Other than basic mechanics, which is quite low, just plus 10%, all of these are in the plus 20% to plus 30% range. This is pretty good, but it is really not good enough. Skills are hard in Palladium games, and when you've got a character whose only power, whose only superhero gimmick is that they're an electrical genius, you would think that their electrical engineer's skill would be over a plus 30%, given that if you were to roll a doctorate, that would give you a plus 35% to being an electrical engineer as just one of your many, many skills that you get for being a doctor. You could go take plus 35% in mechanics as well and be both a mechanical and electrical engineer. That is, in fact, what I've done with Olympus Mons. Yes, of course I built Olympus Mons. How could I not? She, of course, does not have a doctorate or even a bachelor's yet. She's going to walk in the fall. But what she does have is three full skill programs, which she got one electrical and two mechanical. So she's got her plus 20% bonus, which is nothing to sneeze at, very comparable to the skills that the Electrical Genius gets in not only electrical engineer, but also in mechanical engineer, robot mechanics, weapons engineer. So she's really got all the bases covered of all the things that all the different hardware characters are good at, just at slightly lower bonuses. But these conventional skills aren't the only things that the Electrical Genius has. They've also got a number of special electrical skills. And the one on this page is by far the dumbest thing on this page. They have a hot wiring skill. Now it is 90% plus 1% per level of experience. This is a major problem. While it starts high, it advances much more slowly than the conventional skills that would be used to do these same tasks, which means this special ability will tend to be outstripped by normal skills in short order. And the whole thing about being able to go over 100% with these special abilities, you're not hitting 98% in this until 8th level, which means most campaigns, years-long campaigns, end at 9th level, you're still at 99%. You're still not even at 100 by the time a years-long campaign has ended, so who the hell cares? It's a non-factor in this case. Anyway, hot wiring is a special catch-all ability, a special skill that only the Electrical Genius gets. And I guess the Electrical Genius does have some kind of genius I can't grasp, because apparently they understand how to use their intuitive grasp of electronics to pull off a lot of things that I, as a layman, don't think of as hot wiring. It starts off simple enough. You can hot wire automobiles. Okay, that's what hot wiring means. You can also hot wire security and alarm systems. I'll buy that. Same thing with electrical locks. However, at a mere minus 10 penalty, you can also tap into a computer system or network. Whereas at a whopping 55% penalty, you can repair nanotechnology with your hot wiring skill. At a 15% penalty, you can tap into a satellite feed. In fact, it says at the top of the skill that the character can, quote, electrically bypass, redirect, rechannel, or tap into alarms, telephone lines, satellite feeds, electrical TV and telephone cables, electrical circuits, surveillance camera slash systems, and computer networks. Yes, if you can get your hands on a bundle full of wires, you can hotwire a computer network and get access. Just reach under the hood of that desktop, fuss with some wires. If only you could also be an experiment, you could have that superhuman dexterity so you could rewire the computer even faster. That's what people don't know about hacking. You gotta be nimble. You're never gonna hack the Gibson with fat fingers. You gotta have a knitter's deftness with those blue and red wires to really hack into something big. Anyway, none of the things on this page are unique to the hardware electrical character. Anybody could do them with the right skills. But the very fact that they are one skill for the electrical genius, somehow, is something I love about this section. It is dumb, but it's like, it really conveys the sense of electrical genius as a superpower. Like, anything you could do from a phone in the movie Hackers, you can do by touching wires to each other if you're the electrical genius character. It's not what you can do, it's how you can do it that I find very endearing, but definitely dumb. Join me tomorrow for more computer talk as we move on to the electrical genius's second special skill, computer hacking, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.